This Health Ranger Report Pandemic Podcast is brought to you by naturalnews.com for uncensored reporting and healthrangerstore.com for lab-tested preparedness supplies such as storable food, full-face medical masks, biostructured silver first aid gel, and iodine, only while supplies last.
Something truly amazing has just happened. Mainstream conservatives have become vaccine skeptics. Thanks to the coronavirus pandemic and the lockdowns and all the medical tyranny that's being pushed by governors and also even by the president himself, you know, with the military deployment of vaccine injections coming, the Department of Defense ordering 500 million doses of an injection item that's going to be used to carry the vaccine in the future with RFID tracking and GPS tracking. You know what? People are tired of the tyranny. They don't want a vaccine forced upon them. And all of a sudden, when people hear about this Operation Warp Speed, you know, this fast tracking of this vaccine that's going to be made available in just a few months instead of the normal years that it takes, 3 years, 5 years in some cases. I've heard of vaccines taking a decade to go through clinical trials and get, you know, engineered correctly. But now this coronavirus vaccine is going to be mass injected into people by the end of this year, and Trump is on board. And he's going to have the military deploy the vaccine nationwide. You know what? People have had enough. This is the ultimate victory for the vaccine skepticism movement, or what are typically called anti-vaxxers by the mainstream media. I mean, all of a sudden, the pool of anti-vaxxers has exploded in size because people don't want to be injected with some unproven, unsafe vaccine. Now, look, I remember after the measles outbreak of a couple years ago, oh, and by the way, this is being recorded on May 14th, 2020. But remember the measles outbreak a few years ago where the vaccine industry, working with Richard Pan in California and Big Pharma, you know, they conspired to spread measles around Disneyland, and they had the media ready to go, the media narrative. They had all the hysteria ready to go. They had the SB 277 law ready to go. The whole thing was manufactured. It was an engineered crisis and nobody died. I mean, think how silly that whole thing looks now relative to the coronavirus. The media, everybody's losing their minds over the measles, which kills almost no one. I can't think of a single death from measles in the United States in the last generation. I mean, maybe there's been one or two. I haven't heard of any. Meanwhile, the coronavirus is going to be killing 100,000 soon. It's over 85,000 today. So there's no comparison. But the media, they lost their minds over the measles. And at that time, most of the sort of mainstream conservative websites and publishers like Daily Caller was all pro-vaccine at that time. And I think that Breitbart was even supporting the measles vaccine at that time. Now, today, I see vaccine skepticism articles on Zero Hedge and on Breitbart, and probably, I mean, Tucker Carlson, who's tied with Daily Caller. And I mean, mainstream conservatism has become really, I guess you could say, anti-vaccine, which is actually a victory for those of us who have been questioning the safety of vaccines for a very long time. And it's important to note that we're not opposed, at least I'm not. I mean, I'm a published scientist. I'm not opposed to the theory of vaccination. I understand immune response. I understand antibodies. I understand how vaccines work. And I understand that in many cases, they do work. The problem is that vaccines are formulated with all kinds of toxic ingredients. And when you're dealing with an infectious disease that has a very, very low fatality rate, such as the flu, which, by the way, kills only about 1 in 4,000 people that it infects, or about 1 in 1,000 people who become symptomatic. So we're talking, actually, it's under 0.1% case fatality rate for the flu. The number of deaths is so low from the disease that the number of deaths from the vaccine, even if the vaccine only kills 1 in 1,000 people, that's equivalent to the deaths from the disease. And if the vaccine kills 2 in 1,000 people, which almost certainly it does, by the way, more than that, then it kills more people than the disease. So when you're dealing with a disease that has a very low fatality, vaccines, even if they're a little bit dangerous, the risk is much greater than the protective effect, even if there is a protective effect. And yet, mainstream conservatism was pro-vaccine until recently. Now, all of a sudden, it seems like both the left and the right are opposed to this coronavirus vaccine. I mean, the left is opposed to it, well, for lots of reasons, but one reason is that Trump is pushing it. I mean, are progressives going to trust a fast-tracked vaccine that's made by some secret dark room agreement between Trump and a corrupt criminal vaccine corporation? No way. No way. The left doesn't trust the corporations, and they certainly don't trust Trump. And by the way, Trump shouldn't be trusted on this. You don't make a brand new vaccine in 7 months or 8 months or whatever. It takes years to make a vaccine and have it tested and do the long-term clinical trials. It takes years. And if you rush it, then it's just an experimental vaccine. So who on the left wants to take an experimental Trump vaccine? Nobody. They don't want to be injected with some Trump vaccine. It's basically the equivalent of being medically raped by President Trump and GlaxoSmithKline. Who wants to sign up to be medically raped and have your body penetrated with some foreign substance because Trump is cheerleading the stock market and wants people to go back to work? It's basically, Trump just wants you to be injected like cattle so that he can send you like cattle back into the fields to do the work because you're living like animals on a giant tax farm and the government needs to confiscate your money, but there's nothing to confiscate if you're not working. They just want you vaccinated like cattle so that you still have some confiscatory value to the powers that be. And now at the same time that the left doesn't trust the Trump vaccine, the conservatives don't trust it either because conservatives don't trust Big Pharma. They don't want their bodies invaded. The conservatives, they demand their freedom of speech, the First Amendment rights and the Second Amendment rights, and certainly the right to be secure in your person without being violated by some Big Pharma cocktail of toxic chemicals rushed into production under some fast-track Operation Warp Speed bullshit between Trump and some Big Pharma companies that are basically running crimes against humanity on a normal day. Americans turned into human guinea pigs, Trump sacrificing his own voters for medical experiments for Big Pharma. Conservatives aren't going to sign up for that. So both progressives and conservatives are opposed to these Trump vaccines, this Operation Warp Speed, which really should be called something like, I don't know, Operation Kill Humanity or something. Operation Depopulation. That's really what it is. So I don't know who Trump is appealing to on this vaccine push, I guess. He's just going to end up with a few virologists and some doctors who want to get injected. But most regular folks don't want to get injected. And you know who that's really true with? Black folks. Yeah, black folks. I mean, Trump was really trying to get the black vote for the last couple of years, hanging out with Kanye, right? Trying to get the black vote. And then you know who doesn't trust the government the most in America? With good reason, black folks living in America. You know why? Because they remember what happened. They remember Tuskegee. They remember the medical experiments on black prisoners and black soldiers in the army. Do you know anything about the history of medical experiments in the United States? It's always black people that they chose for those. What do you know? Oh, you've just been volunteered because you're black. You're going to get injected. You're going to get tagged and bagged and dragged. You're going to get signed up. You're going to get a scope up your rectum and your blood drawn and x-rayed and MRI and everything because you're black and they need human guinea pigs. The whole history of medical experimentation in America, including from pharmaceutical companies, vaccine companies, and the NIH, has been targeting black people, okay? It's not just Tuskegee. There's way more examples of that. Prisoners and soldiers and even, heck, folks at Guatemala. Obama apologized for that because he got caught. Oh, medical experiments funded by the NIH run on prisoners in Guatemala. Brown people, you see? Isn't it amazing how white people normally never get sort of corralled into those medical experiments? Even today, all the vaccine companies, who are they testing on? Oh, children in Nigeria, what do you know? And the Ebola test. Oh, another tribe in the middle of Africa. There was an accidental release. Oh, good, we can study it. Yeah, it wasn't accidental. They're always testing these things on black folks all over the world, not just in America. So if there's anybody who's not going to sign up for Trump's vaccine, it's going to be black folks, man. Mark my words. I mean, it's not like I don't speak for the black community on this issue, obviously, but I am tuned in and I do know the history of medical experiments against black people. I know the history of the FBI abuses against black people in America. I know the history. Even today, the cancer industry, how they exploit black people for cancer profits. I know. I probably know this more than most white people. maybe more than most black folks. I mean, but there are a lot of black folks who are clued in on this, and they're not going to sign up for some experimental vaccine. No way. No way. And if Trump pushes that, he's going to lose the black vote. And, you know, politically speaking, there's been a lot of talk in the last year or so about how, you know, if Trump could just get X percent of the black vote, you know, 20%, let's say, then he would win the election. Because normally, I think Republicans get, what, like 9% of the black vote or something like that? And so Trump was making gains up into the 13% range or something like that, according to some recent polls, but who knows? Well, guess what? If he rolls out this mandatory vaccine, black folks are going to say, no, thank you. He's going to end up getting like 2% of the black vote after that happens. Yeah, that's right. So I don't know who's going to end up voting for Trump if he's running around pushing these dangerous, toxic, unsafe, untested vaccines, you know, some big handshake with Big Pharma, with the military and the Pentagon, the Department of Defense, and, you know, GPS tracking, and RFID tagging of everybody, all your vaccine passport, your antibodies, show me your papers, show me your blood, give us a sample. Government's going to track your blood status. Really? You know what? F you. Not giving you my blood, okay? Fourth Amendment, motherfucker. I have the right to be safe and secure in my person. That includes my blood. You're not taking my blood. Not without a fight. I mean, I guess if you want to come try, you can maybe get yourself shot. And maybe if you bring enough people, you can shoot me. And then you can have some blood because I'll be dead at that time. You're welcome to it because I will already be gone. But you're not getting blood while I'm alive, not while I've got rounds in the magazine, not while my AR is still functioning. You're not getting my blood. I may take a lot of yours, but you're not getting mine, Mr. Trump. Not taking my blood, you freaking sick vampire. Just really, give me a break, man. No, we're not signing up for this stuff. Your vaccine mandates, your surveillance police state, your big pharma medical experiments, maiming babies. Your fast track operation depopulation warp speed, you know, they should call it, I guess, accelerated, no, like warp speed extermination. How about that? Operation super fast depop, something like that. That's what it should be called. But no, thank you. Not signing up for that. I don't think Trump's going to be our president much longer anyway. I think there's going to be a second wave of infections, a lot of people dying. I think the economic damage has only just begun. I think Trump's response with these trillion-dollar bailouts is a total catastrophe, an historic catastrophe. It's going to go down in flames. I think Trump is making tactical error after tactical error after tactical error. I don't think he's going to have any credibility left come November. Now, maybe I'm wrong. Maybe he's playing, as they say, 4D chess. 4D. I know two of those Ds are dumb and dumber. I don't know what the other two Ds stand for. Like dumb and dumber and depopulation. And I don't know, what's the third one? Demonic, maybe. Maybe that's his version of 4D chess, but I don't see him doing anything that makes sense. I don't see him doing anything that's protecting our health freedom, do you? I don't see him draining the swamp. I don't see him fighting for freedom of speech. I don't see him arresting the CEOs of the tech giants, restoring the First Amendment. None of that's happening. I don't see Hillary Clinton going to jail. I don't see James Comey getting prosecuted. Where are the arrests of the deep state traitors? Nowhere to be found. No, but you and I are supposed to line up and bend over and get injected by some experimental Trump, Fauci, Glaxo vaccine that's never been tested? Really? Really? No, no, thank you. Not signing up for that. But stay informed. Read my website, pandemic.news. This is Mike Adams here, the Health Ranger. And I don't know what to say anymore. You better hunker down. There's some stuff coming that you never imagined. Economically, culturally, politically, freaking everything you can imagine. Get ready. It's coming. Thank you for listening. When it comes to prepping, you not only need good products that can help keep you alive, awake, aware, and nourished during difficult times, you also need products you can trust. At the Health Ranger store, we do extensive laboratory testing. Using an in-house lab that's ISO accredited, it's inspected, it's audited. It's a 2-year process to even get that accreditation. We use multiple mass spec instruments, state-of-the-art science. I'm a published science author as well and a patent holder on several technologies, some of which we use variations of in our lab. The purpose of this lab is to help you make sure you get clean foods, superfoods, storable foods for emergency preparedness and survival use. We have a certified organic lab-tested, what's called Ranger Bucket collection of storable foods with some survival gear in the buckets to help you even boil water and cook those foods and so on. It's a fantastic product. We can barely keep it in stock even during normal times. In a crisis, we'll be wiped out of this product because it actually takes us a lot of time to make those products. But if they're in stock, you can get them now at healthrangerstore.com/prepwithmike. In fact, go to that URL, healthrangerstore.com/prepwithmike, and you'll see some of our survival and preparedness supplies, including iodine, colloidal silver products, and gel first aid products, storable foods, superfoods, medicinal herbs for first aid, and much more. We have a lot of products for you to help you be self-reliant, to be safe, to survive difficult circumstances, natural disasters, and all kinds of things. If you want to get prepared, do it with us at the Health Ranger store so that you know you're getting safe, clean, laboratory-verified preparedness foods, supplements, and other related products. Again, the URL is healthrangerstore.com/prepwithmike. All one word, no spaces. Prep with Mike. I'm Mike Adams. Thank you for your support.